Challenge. I really like challenge. I really like finding inefficiencies. I like being able to address a need, address a problem. You know, maybe selfishly, I like somebody coming and saying to me, oh my gosh, you helped me do this. Or, you know, I'm a huge believer that prevention is the key to success with healthcare in the future, because I do believe our healthcare system is becoming so overburdened that we've really got to advocate for ourselves, you know, and do everything we can to eat right, exercise, and take care of our bodies so that we're not, you know, a burden on an already burdened system. I've learned a lot. I've been humbled by the food business. You know, everyone warned me. I can't say I went into it blind, but it is quite an art. Bagels are really fun, and it's bringing something to this community that we really lacked.
Welcome to South Haven Business Beat. Business and community leaders talk with us to provide invaluable resources to aid the business community.
Hello and welcome to another episode of South Haven Business Beat. I'm Aaron Kozwort with Wisdom Integrators, and today we have with us Dr. Brittany Kasprick. Good to have you with us today. You work with the Mid-South Chiropractic Clinics, and you also work with the Bagel Nook. Tell me a little bit about yourself.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Aaron. You know, so I am here in DeSoto County, an entrepreneur that is just finding a niche and finding an opportunity, and that happens to be chiropractic and bagels, which are an odd tie together, but nonetheless, two little niches that have really given me some purpose.
So as you look at Mid-South Chiropractic Clinic, what are your ideal clients? What do they look like?
Yeah, a lot of patients come into us in pain. We totally recognize that. We get that. Our favorite patients are those who that we get out of pain and are able to work with preventatively. You know, I'm a huge believer that prevention is the key to success with healthcare in the future, because I do believe our healthcare system is becoming so overburdened that we've really got to advocate for ourselves, you know, and do everything we can to eat right, exercise, and take care of our bodies so that we're not, you know, a burden on an already burdened system. Sure. So our favorite patients are those patients, we call them wellness patients, that are prevention. And and that's really, really fun for us and really rewarding. But, you know, of course, they come in pain, and we get them to that transition zone, of course.
At the South Haven Chamber of Commerce, our mission has always been to bring more opportunities to our members and to our community. And this podcast is one of the many ways that we do just that. But we couldn't be able to do what we do without the support of our sponsor, Wisdom Integrators. They're the strategic tech partner that makes it possible for businesses to work smarter and not harder. Wisdom Integrators helps organizations harness that power of technology by designing tailored solutions for workflow, automation, process improvement, and digital transformation. For small businesses or large enterprises, they bridge the gap between the vision and the execution. Are you ready to scale up your efficiency and impact? Then you need to come and visit wisdomintegrators.com to schedule your consultation today.
Sometimes people end up in pain because their lifestyle, right? Sure. Sometimes, and that lifestyle may be they like going out and pounding the basketball courts with the teenagers, and then they pay for it later. And they need to come visit the chiropractor to get back in alignment. But sometimes it's just things that don't, you know, they're not necessarily choosing to do. It's the job that they have. Sure. It's the sitting behind a screen for 12 hours a day. Tell me about how you help people get out of pain.
Absolutely. My goal is always to find out what your goals are as a patient. You know, if I can help you achieve your goal, then my goal has been met. Sometimes that's as simple as bathing your child. And sometimes it's more complex. It's taking 3 minutes off your marathon time. Sure. You know, something that is just totally ends of the spectrum is kind of what we see. You know, we kind of meet our patients where they're at and work on addressing those goals. You know, so long as the goal is realistic, you know, we're on the same team together and we want to make sure that we do whatever we can to get them to success.
So when someone comes to you and they've got questions about chiropractic, because I'm sure you get those questions. Sure. What are some of the things, some of the myths that you have to dispel about chiropractic?
My favorite myth is the myth of, oh, once you go to a chiropractor, you can't stop. You always have to go. And that one is my favorite because I always find it ironic that people don't recognize that once you feel what proper mobility is and proper function is, of course you're going to want to keep achieving that. Right. There's no addiction to it. There's no, you have to keep going, but you want to keep going because you do feel better. You function better. And there's a beauty to that. You know, of course we all want to feel better.
So, you know, in part of your life, you have been in sports, you've been in athletics, you've also been, I believe, in equestrian. As we think about you as a person, as a business owner, what drives you?
Challenge. I really like challenge. I really like finding inefficiencies. I like being able to address a need, address a problem. You know, maybe selfishly, I like somebody coming and saying to me, oh my gosh, you helped me do this, or because of you, I was able to achieve this. And so, you know, a little ego boost is always nice, but I think there's definitely something to be said about addressing a challenge, finding a need, and fulfilling that purpose.
Now, I get chiropractic. Tell me how bagels fit in.
Well, they don't, but it is a need and it is a challenge. I will say there is a huge challenge to that side. I've learned a lot. I've been humbled by the food business. You know, everyone warned me. I can't say I went into it blind, but it is quite an art. Bagels are really fun, and it's bringing something to this community that we really lacked. Mm-hmm. Nobody was truly making a real bagel. And by that, I mean handmade, boiled, and baked bagel. Our bagels are made fresh every single day. And those bagels are an art. You know, they're not just what you can buy off the shelf at the store or, you know, we talked about at the hotel. Yes. You know, the bagels you get there, that's not quite a bagel, though it is in a circular shape. And bringing that to this area has been a lot of fun. It's been a challenge, but it's also been a learning curve. You know, a lot of our clients have come in and said, you know, what's so special about it? And we get the opportunity to educate them about, you know, no preservatives and how this is a take on a meal that is a little bit different than what they've experienced before.
So what is your favorite bagel?
Oh my gosh. So I change a lot because we have over 30 bagels every day, but recently the Asiago bagel, I've been getting that toasted with butter on it. Sometimes I just like to let the bagel speak for itself. Yes. But I have gone through phases of chocolate chip bagel is my favorite. The Oreo bagel has been my favorite. Gone to sesame, cinnamon raisin. But right now the Asiago bagel is really calling my name.
So when I was in New York at one point, I went with a friend to a bagel store there in New York. And I was like, I don't know what I want. And so I ended up ordering a bagel with a heaping mound of peanut butter with chocolate chips on top. And it was just amazing. Nice. So that is a great combination, unless you're riding the subway after you leave. Oh, and then you're going to be looking for a glass of water.
Yeah. Peanut butter is one that we have, a peanut butter cream cheese. I would definitely say like break it up with the cream cheese a bit, because that sounds like a mouthful, but we have an Elvis one too. That's a peanut butter, cream cheese, bacon, and bananas. Nice little twist on that. But yeah, definitely a fun combo. At least you got your protein in.
Absolutely. So as you think about business in the Mid-South, what are some of the things, some of the keys and some of the unique things that you've experienced as a business owner here in the Mid-South?
I think opportunity is huge here. I think if you do it right and you do it well, you do it properly, it will serve, you know, and I think that's something where, like I said, the opportunity again, you know, sometimes there's times I feel like, well, gosh, if they just would do this one simple step, you know, they would have kept a customer. And I think there's a lot to be said about that. You know, also, this area is growing. It's booming and it's really, really taking off. And we are getting more and more people moving from the north. I know this because they come in and say, wow, bagels like from back home. You know, they're gravitating towards this area. So the opportunity to serve those people, it's ample.
Absolutely. So tell me about the locations that you have, both the chiropractic clinic and with the bagel nook.
Yeah, absolutely. Mid-South Chiropractic is in Olive Branch, Hernando, and Clarksdale. And Silo Square is home to the bagel nook here in South Haven.
That's great. So across the area, someplace for people to go. When you think about food that makes a difference in people's lives, tell me about how bagels fit.
You know, I think bagels for me, they're, you know, a bit one size fits all. Like it's kid friendly, but it's also family friendly. It's affordable. It's something that you can do to go, you know, catch up with the girls and You know, have a cup of coffee and a bagel. It's a great pick me up food, and it's a comfort food. So, for me, you know, it's as much an experience as it is a good food. If you've been in the store, we have over 30 cream cheeses, like I said, over 30 bagels every day. So, you're always in for a little bit of a treat and an overwhelming option list. And so I think, you know, that gives something for everybody, you know?
Sure. What are your hours that you're open for the bagel shop?
6:30 to 3:00.
Okay.
At the South Haven Chamber of Commerce, our mission has always been to create more opportunities for our members and community to share their story. And this podcast is just one of many ways that we do just that. But we couldn't make it happen without Pure Focus Media, the creative team behind the scenes helping make us and a lot of local businesses to look and sound their best. Pure Focus Media is on a mission to make high-quality video and content creation accessible to businesses of all sizes. From strategy to production, they help tell your story, attract more leads, and grow through the power of video. If you're ready to level up your brand, you need to visit purefocus.media and schedule your strategy call today.
So as you're looking at your experience in business and the world around you, how has the Chamber of Commerce played a part in your entrepreneurial experience?
I think for me, the Chamber is a motivator. It's accountability. You know, of course, it connects us and it brings us to a better, you know, ability to meet others. But you meet others who are also driven and who are also going to kind of give you a kick in the tail when they say, oh, yeah, I've been doing this. And it's like, oh, you know, for example, this, you know, putting me in front of a microphone is not my comfort zone. However, you're holding me accountable and you're pushing me outside of my usual limits. So it's good. You know, it allows me to grow while also, you know, encouraging others to grow.
How does family play a part in all the things that you do?
When do we have time for that? No, I'm just kidding. You know, at the end of the day, that's what we do this for, right? You know, we do this to be able to have a place to go home to, lay our heads down and say, you know, we did what we could to serve others so that we could better ourselves and our families. You know, for me, there is a quiet period that occurs between 6 p.m. and 2 a.m. We start baking bagels at 2 a.m. And that time is so special because of the fact that I do stay busy. You know, those hours are really important to me, and I put a lot of energy into those hours.
So as you think about the scenario you find yourself in 2026, what are you looking forward to this year?
Growth, as always. You know, I think we've had an interesting start to the year with a bit of weather and challenges. And then we are in a bit of an economic, you know, weird state, so yes. to say, you yes. know, depending who you ask.
At the same time.
Yeah. We don't know what's up and what's down, but you know, growth. I think 2026 is a good reset button. You know, we in the chiropractic business had quite an experience through 2020. And I feel like we're finally getting past that trauma, so yes, to say, yes. And really hitting the reset button. I know how we looked at business for 3 years was very different than how we look at it now. And sure. being able to engage those one-on-one interactions that we couldn't do in the past is really important.
So for the person in pain is kind of, we close the person who's sitting there in pain and they just want relief, but they also want to feel better tomorrow and the next day. What's step one?
Pick up the phone, make an appointment, get in, you know, get chiropractic care, make sure that you're doing what you can to put your body first. I find time and time again that we are last resort rather than first resort. We're really conservative care. We want to be first resort. Happy to send you out if we can't help you, but you know, that first resort really is the cheapest and most efficient way we can get you well. You know, what you can do at home, man, make sure you're drinking lots of water. Yes. I mean, that is huge. Yes. Get up and move around. We become one with our chairs, one with our desk, and we're just simply not meant to be in that lifestyle. So move, you know, the sun is finally shining again at this point. shooting this post 2 weeks of being stuck in our homes, yes. You know, get out and enjoy it.
Well, Brittany, thank you so much for joining us today. Thank you for stepping out of your comfort zone and joining us. And thank you for joining us for another episode of South Haven Business Beat. We hope you'll get some chiropractic care. We also hope you'll enjoy a bagel and maybe jump out of the comfort zone of what you think a bagel is every once in a while. Stop by the Bagel Nook and experience a bagel from a different perspective. Thank you so much for being with us. And I'm Aaron Cozwort with Wisdom Integrators. Thank you. And come stop by the South Haven Chamber of Commerce. Get to know your chamber. You will be surprised at the opportunities that exist right here in South Haven.
Thank you for listening to this episode of South Haven Business Beat. Would you like to be a sponsor of South Haven Business Beat? Please email us, info@southhavenchamber.com. Be sure to share and subscribe for more business resources.